Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, I'd like to ask the question, how do you use your access? How do you use your access? Our scripture comes out of Ephesians 2:18. We have access by one Spirit to the Father. The first thought when I awoke this morning was prayer. And how can I pray better today than I can pray any other time or yesterday? My mind went, of course, to 2 Chronicles 7:14 that states, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. But I think I was forced to look a little deeper and say, okay, that's how we pray, but am I doing everything as a believer that I should to pray and to act as a representative of God's kingdom? Now more than ever, believers must engage in the work of kingdom. No more can we idly sit by while Satan is aggressively assaulting our world. Hate, confusion, chaos, and disorder. Disobedience to all that God has designed and man has instituted. The laws of the land on which this nation were founded are now being trampled upon. Dissension, disorder emerges as daily events as the world unfolds or unravels. Our families, our communities are changing and not for the good. And where are the saints? What are we doing? The first thing I think we need to come to as we develop a prayer strategy is to understand the realities of what we're dealing with. The first reality is this is a spiritual battle that we're engaged in. It is a battle for the hearts and souls of men, women, and children. The outcome sometimes as we look around our world and we try to improve it, we look to politics or social agendas. But the thing that is reality and behind that is this is a battle of light over darkness, of eternity and God's kingdom. Learning how to see the world with spiritual eyes allows us to deal with how we should pray. We may think we're praying against a specific agenda item, when in reality, we must look behind to see the puppeteer of what is happening. What is the root of that? I remember as a child, we didn't have the advantage of lawn services, and we had to dig out weeds in the yard, dandelion weeds. And you'd go out and dig so you can get to the root. It is our prayers that are now needed to get to the root of the issues and the problems that we face. The second reality is we live in perilous times. And that's what Paul was saying to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:1. Know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And last days began when Jesus Christ came. So we've been in last days for a long time, but definitely is getting more perilous. So the second reality is that we live in perilous times. So we need to be aware of that as we develop our prayer strategy. And then the third reality is, hearts are cold. People are mean and evil. It says in 2 Timothy 3:13, but evil men and seducers shall come and shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. We continue to ask ourselves how people can reject truth and doggedly believe lies. Such is the nature of spiritual blindness. Only God can remove the scales and help people to see. People's hearts, as I stated just a minute ago, are hardened by sin. It says, the lust of the world and the pride of life, those are the things that John warned in his epistle. Only God can exchange hearts of stones for tender hearts, as outlined in Ezekiel 37:26. As we look around the world and we say people can't hear, such is the nature of deafened ears who can't hear the voice of God. Only God can open ears to hear. And I refer you to Mark 7:31-7 and the miracle that Jesus performed on the man who was both deaf and dumb. So as we develop our strategies, we need to remember that we do have access. We have power. We have the ability to impact with our prayers, specifically those things and those realities that are affecting our world. The first thing we can do is to gird up the loins of our minds. We need to prepare our minds for the work that needs to be done. That's 1 Peter 1:13. Ephesians 6:11 tells us to put on the whole armor of God. We cannot do this in our own power. We must tap into the endless resource and powerful resource of God. And we must be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. As we close for today, I challenge each of you to identify where God is asking you to work and how He is asking you to pray in order to win the hearts and souls for men, for God. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you and direct you so that you might take back your power, the power of access that has been given to each of us through Jesus Christ. We have the authority in His name. Ask the Lord to teach you how to pray with that authority, seeing with spiritual eyes, and using the access that has been provided to you. That's it for today. Two things. Number one, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I invite you to go to our website, itwministries.org, and hit the tab that says an invitation. And there, just read what God is offering you so that you also can have the access you need for the work that God has chosen you to do. Secondly, have a safe Thanksgiving. Love on family and just enjoy and be thankful for where God has us today. And we look forward to being with you next week on Morning Reflections. Thank you. Bye-bye.